getting back to the beginning of what, when I met Cameron, then I met Dan, and us three started writing songs, but we didn't have a bass player. And I loved Chris, man, but he was a guitar player. And I wanted to be in a band with Chris, like always wanted to. I felt something, you know, like a kindred spirit with him. So I called him and I said, "Hey, Chris, this great band we're starting." He goes, "Yeah." I go, "And I want you to play bass." He goes, "Yeah, I'm not interested. I'm a guitar player. Come on. It's fast. I'm a guitar player." And I'd say, "I know, but you'd be a great bass player, you know?" And that's basically how that happened. And he ended up showing up at one of our rehearsals. He goes, "Boss, I'm not a bass player." I go, "But you can play bass." He goes, "Yeah, I can play anything." I said, "Well, then come over and I'll tell you what, just come and jam. If you don't like it, no big deal. But let's just go. You said you wanted to play guitar. I would love to be in a band with you, but I'm a guitar player." "Yeah, well, come over and play guitar then." You know, what ended up happening was Chris came over and we played some songs and he loved Cameron. He loved Dan. And it worked, man. We had a couple of songs that they had written. Chris loved the songs. Next thing you know, he was okay with the bass, being a bass player. He wanted to play with me. I said, "I really want to do this, Chris, and I want you to do it with me." We didn't have a drummer. We were just kind of using this guy that we used Steve Sorter. He was the drummer for the Mutants for a minute. But we needed to find somebody. And then, you know, then we looked and searched. We went through a few drummers, and we ended up getting Ron through Chris's sister, because they worked together at Chevrolet. Anyway, that's how Cadillac Kid started.